from State Street to West Temple. There's no homes there.
Five-year-old Destiny Norton went missing Sunday evening from her front porch. Today, the family set up a search center in Liberty Park. The park's near their home and place of Destiny's disappearance. Pamela Johnstone is engaged to Destiny's uncle. She says there's a reason they had to set up camp themselves.
I don't feel like the police are doing much. You know, I really don't.
The family's calling for volunteers from the community. Today, a couple hundred showed up. But those numbers don't compare to the armies of people who showed up to search for Elizabeth Smart in 2002.
And who is searching for her this morning? I mean, everyone listening to us right now, I am sure, will be on the lookout for people matching that description. But who is in the formal search, Darcy?
Well, right now we have Salt Lake City police out here in full force. Everywhere you turn, you see another police vehicle or somebody on foot. The police department has also had bloodhounds. They've had dogs out here searching for the little girl or for any clues.
That's a news report KSL broadcasted back when Elizabeth first went missing. So is there a difference in the two girls? Johnstone thinks so.
I think they cared more for Elizabeth Smart.
Destiny's uncle Duncan Chadwick says a lot of volunteers have shown up, but it's not nearly enough. He attributes the difference between their small search party and Elizabeth's thousands of volunteers to money.
You know, we don't have money, but the people that are coming are decent people that don't want, they just want to find her.
Be careful as far as what's in there, as you know, bees or whatever the case might be. But if you do find something, you know.
That's Elizabeth's uncle, Chris Smart. Okay. He's involved in the search and instructed crews on what to do in a variety of situations. He says money doesn't play a role in the attention Destiny's disappearance is or isn't receiving.
With us, it doesn't matter what the background is or anything else. When a child is abducted, we're happy to come down and try to help.
Smart, along with Ed and Elizabeth, have been using their resources to help the Norton family. Another one of Destiny's uncles, Peter Brooks, also says there's a definite difference in the two searches.
I don't want to say anything to offend them, but there is a big difference in this case. I hate to put it this way, but it's around money.
So far, the Norton family has received several donations, including an offered reward for $10,000 from Metal Gold. But Brooks says it's hard not to have the same kind of money the Smarts started out with.
They could drop the money, get this, do that, do this, get the lawyer, get this, get the private people, do all this. Those are things we can't do. Those are things we don't have the money for. That's why we're out here begging people to come volunteer. That's why we're out here begging for donations.
They've set up an account for donations. Antonio Rodriguez doesn't know Destiny, but she volunteered because she is a child of her own. She says there are always social barriers, even with missing children.
It's always a factor, no matter what. Not only with money, with race. That's just how it is.
Brooks says not only does Destiny have a lot less search efforts from the community, but also from the police.
The FBI are here. They've done their job. They've did their 5-block radius. You know, they've inspected, they've pulled evidence, they've done this and that.
He says it's a touchy subject, the amount of police help the family's received so far. Brooks thinks they could have already found Destiny if the police would have put out the Amber Alert when she first went missing, instead of hours later like they did.
She ain't with her parents, so that makes her missing. She ain't safe. That makes her endangered.
Even though several of the volunteers and family members believe money is playing a role in the search, one of the search team coordinators, Shane Sywick, says there's no way.
Those social barriers aren't issues when we're talking about children.
Over 200 people volunteer today to pass out flyers, search dumpsters, and go door to door. Danielle Wood, Nightside, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM.